Alright, let's get into it. Today we're covering the top 7 key facts about the murder of Dominic Russo and Davion Flanagan. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. You'll learn 7 facts about this tragic true crime case, clearly and quickly. Mastering murder mysteries makes you mighty. Here's the deal. We'll stick to the essentials, respect the victims, and keep it practical. First things first, let's break this down with 7 facts. Fact number 1. On July 31st, 2022, Mackenzie Shirilla intentionally crashed her 2018 Toyota Camry into a brick wall in Strongsville, Ohio, killing passengers Dominic Russo and Davion Flanagan. In simpler terms, this wasn't treated as an accident, it was ruled intentional. Context for fact number 1. The crash was at the T-split where Progress Drive meets Alameda Drive, hitting the passenger side brick corner of the Plitco building. CCTV along Pearl Road and Progress Drive captured the slow setup and the high-speed impact. Test question. What date did Mackenzie Shirilla crash her car intentionally? Correct answer, July 31st, 2022. Memory aid for fact number 1. Remember July 31st, the crash scene was mean. Let's move right along. Fact number 2. CCTV, GPS data, and vehicle telemetry, showing the accelerator pressed and no braking, were key evidence supporting premeditation. Context for fact number 2, the car's event data recorder confirmed throttle without brake input. An auto expert found no mechanical defects. Taken together, digital footprints ruled out common malfunction theories. Here's the key point. When technology lines up across sources, intent gets clearer. Test question. What technology showed no braking before the crash? Correct answer, vehicle telemetry. Memory aid for fact number 2. Telemetry tells the tale. Alright, next up. Fact number 3. Investigators concluded Shirilla scouted the crash site 3 days earlier via GPS data. Context for fact number 3. That earlier July 28, 2022 visit matched the exact industrial T intersection where the impact later happened. From a practical angle, scouting plus throttle-only data paints a planning picture. Think about it this way. Visiting first, then accelerating straight into a fixed corner reduces randomness. Test question. How many days before the crash did Shirilla scout the site? All, correct answer, 3 days. Memory aid for fact number 3. 3 days prior, planning was dire. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. In August 2023, after a bench trial, Judge Nancy Margaret Russo found Shirilla guilty of multiple felonies, including murder and aggravated vehicular homicide. Context for fact number 4. A bench trial means the judge weighed technical evidence, CCTV, GPS, telemetry, and even considered social media behavior. She ultimately described Shirilla as hell on wheels in finding premeditation. Here's where it gets interesting. Choosing a judge-only trial put complex digital evidence front and center. Test question. In what month and year was Shirilla found guilty? Correct answer, August 2023. Memory aid for fact number 4, August 2023. The verdict was key. Let's keep it going. Fact number 5. Shirilla was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 15 years, and her driver's license was permanently suspended. Context for fact number 5. 2 concurrent life terms reflect the gravity of 2 victims. Lifetime license revocation underscores long-term public safety concerns. The big idea is consequences that extend beyond incarceration. Test question. How many years must Shirilla serve before parole eligibility? Correct answer, 15 years. Memory aid for fact number 5, 15 years before freedom appears. On to the next point. Fact number 6. The crash occurred around 5:35 a.m. a time prosecutors said was chosen for quiet streets to avoid intervention. Context for fact number 6, CCTV timing aligned with minimal traffic. The car made a slow right from Pearl Road onto Progress Drive at about 5:34 a.m., then rapidly accelerated into the wall about a minute later. Let's clarify, quieter streets mean fewer variables, which supported the intentionality argument. Test question. At what time did the crash occur? Correct answer, 5:35 a.m. Memory aid for fact number 6. 5:35, the streets were quiet. Here's where we change direction, carefully. Fact number 7. Shirilla's social media behavior during recovery, including controversial videos, was used to argue lack of remorse. Context for fact number 7. Posts from the hospital, attending concerts in a wheelchair, and satirical clips like I'm just one of those girls that can do a lot of drugs and not die. Drew scrutiny. Prosecutors cited them while acknowledging they weren't the sole determinant of intent. From a practical angle, online personas can influence courtroom narratives. Test question. What was used to argue Shirilla's lack of remorse? Correct answer, social media behavior, memory aid 4. Fact number 7, social media speaks volumes. Quick recap, let's roll through the facts. Recap, fact number 1, what date did Mackenzie Shirilla crash her car intentionally? Correct answer, July 31st, 2022. Recap, fact number 2, what technology showed no braking before the crash? Ash. Correct answer, vehicle telemetry. Recap, fact number 3. How many days before the crash did Shirilla scout the site? Correct answer, 3 days. Recap, fact number 4. In what month and year was Shirilla found guilty? Correct answer, August 2023. Recap, fact number 5. How many years before parole eligibility? Correct answer, 15 years. Recap, fact number 6. At what time did the crash occur? Correct answer, 5:35 a.m. Recap, fact number 7. What was used to argue a lack of remorse? Correct answer, social media behavior. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is that you can connect the digital evidence to the legal outcome. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Let that sink in and keep this fresh in your mind.